Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering about the birth of music and its lyrics. On one of my travels, I was listening to this song called Kun Faya Kun, which means be and it is, which is translated to English. In that song, one of the stanza goes like this.
Tune mujhko banaya main to jag ko na baya, tune gale se lagaya, haq tu hi hai khudaya, sach tu hi hai khudaya.
These lines were so impressive and hit me really hard. You have also felt the same, I think so. Not to this particular song, maybe others, which are your favorite. It's fascinating to know how music producers and lyricists come up with such lines. This takes me back to the question of how music originated. The origins of music trace back to the prehistoric cultures, with evidence dating back to around 40,000 years ago, during the Upper Paleolithic period, primarily through the discovery of bone flutes. However, whether music existed earlier in the Middle Paleolithic period remains uncertain. Although little is known about the prehistoric music, artifacts like simple flutes and percussion instruments suggest its presence in societies such as the Xia dynasty and the Indus Valley civilization. As civilizations became literate, ancient music became more documented in major societies like those of China, Egypt, Greece, India, Persia, Mesopotamia, and the Middle East. Ancient music is characterized by traits like monophony and improvisation. Texts and musics were closely intertwined in ancient song forms, although some texts survive without accompanying music, such as the Rig Veda and the Shinjing classic of poetry. The exchange of musical ideas, practices, and instruments increased with the emergence of the Silk Road and greater culture contact. This led to significant influences on music styles, such as the Tang Dynasty's music being heavily influenced by the Central Asian traditions, and reciprocal influences between Japanese Gagaku, Korean court music, and Tang Dynasty music. It's so bizarre to know that music originated 40,000 years ago. To reach this level, it has indeed gone through a huge transformation. From the notes of Do, Re, Mi to rhyming lyrics, it's a beautiful blend of creativity. While it takes a bit of creativity to produce a song that hits you, you need to know how they do it. Every year, a plethora of Hindi films hit the screens, and finding one without songs is becoming increasingly rare. In Hindi cinema, songs are an integral part of the storytelling tradition, often playing a significant role in the film's success. Many successful films owe their popularity not just to the scripts or actors, but also to their catchy Hindi song lyrics. A considerable number of Hindi film lyricists are ghazal poets who transitioned to Bollywood for recognition and better opportunities. Their mastery for English language has enriched the quality of lyrics produced in the past. The process of songwriting typically begins with the musician composing a tune and singing it in a la la na na format for the lyricist, who then deciphers the song's underlying words and begins composing accordingly. Syllable count plays a crucial role, for the poet meticulously counting each note to ensure the lyrics fit seamlessly with the melody. Sometimes, the lyricist already has existing poems, which the music director incorporates into a song by humming them. In such cases, the metaphorical content of lyrics may undergo significant alterations to suit the melody. Hindi song lyrics typically follow a structured format, starting from a mukra and ending with an antra. The song is often divided into three sections, with each antara returning to the mukra in some form, usually by rhyming with its final line. However, this structure is not strictly adhered to anymore. To compose a song effectively, a lyricist needs to understand how words complement a particular tune and express the melody through writing. With practice, they can seamlessly blend lyrics with music, whether it's for the antara or mukda, as required by the music director. However, when crafting songs for a specific storyline, the lyricist must be imaginative and skilled in adapting words to suit the script, a task that demands both creativity and professionalism. And that's your lyrics, which hits you hard. A song that lightens your mood, music that makes you groove, and the same music that you listen just to be in bliss. I'm sure you've got value from this episode about the birth of music and its lyrics. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.